How can we fill the 400-year gap between the Old and New Testaments? The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for September is the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with notes. You can find out more about this new resource at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Apocrypha by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with study notes. And it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We might be a little rusty at this because it feels like a long time since we've played. If you never played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week before, do not be dismayed. It's very simple. It's very easy. For the most part, all you have to do is listen. And then after you've listened to these four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio that we're going to play for you in just a minute, all you got to do is decide which one you think ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know what they are. You may agree or disagree. You might find it remarkable for any number of reasons. You might want it something that you want someone else to hear, one of those kind of things that you feel like you have to share with somebody else. Those are all good reasons for voting for any of these soundbites for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, September the 21st, we'll get the LPR bundle package. We'll say the newly expanded LPR bundle package. It includes an I Have Issues t-shirt, much coveted by many of our listeners, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, and we've just added the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the LPR bundle package. It can be yours for a vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send it as a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you vote via email or Twitter or our Facebook fan page, please include your city and your state and your reason for voting for the soundbite that you're voting for. Talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just give us a call right now. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number one this week. It's Dr. Serge Trifkovic answering the question, is the Muslim Brotherhood just another secular organization?
Well, ironically, on the U.S. side, we're witnessing a gradual process of proclaiming the Muslim Brotherhood not to be fundamentalist after all. So much is this self-deception making inroads into decision-making process that even James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, told the House Select Committee on Intelligence last year that the Brotherhood is an umbrella term for a variety of movements. He called it a very heterogeneous group, and amazingly, he said, it's largely secular, and it has given up violence and decried Al-Qaeda as a perversion of Islam. Now, it is particularly amazing for the director of National Intelligence to call the Brotherhood a largely secular group, because its slogan is very simple. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. Dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. Some secularist.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Joel Osteen. It's a montage from a recent interview that he did on his new book called I Declare.
Well, a lot of people have had negative things spoken over them. They weren't raised in a good environment like I was. And they get up every day and they don't realize it, but they're speaking defeat and I'm not attractive and nothing good ever happens to me. And just believe the words that we speak set the course for our life. So just to speak faith, speak victory, speak that this is going to be a good day. I believe it sets the tone for our day. I mean, it's easy to get the day started off saying, oh man, it's raining. I don't feel like going to work and my football team lost. You know, if you start the day negative, you're going to draw in negative. You know what? I don't have a job, but you know what? I have health today. Mm-hmm. I can breathe without any pain. Whatever it is. And sometimes it's hard, but you have to get your words going in the right direction or your life is just going to continue to go the wrong way. I believe that it's just important that you get up each day and just declare, don't speak negatively over your life. You can't speak that over your life. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I am talented. I am approved. I am valuable. I'm going to have a great day. That's the kind of thoughts that should be playing in our mind all day. You know, one thing I did, I'd get in the mirror and I'd say, Joel, you are well able, you are anointed, you are called to do this. I just talk to myself and it changes your attitude.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be issues, et cetera? Soundbite of the week. I want to hear from you. It's your chance to vote live this Friday afternoon, September the 21st, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, talkback at issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Reed Lessing. We were talking with him about the Old Testament prophet Jonah, and here's what he had to say about Jesus as the greater Jonah.
There was someone who came along who is one greater than Jonah. And this Jesus is marked with compassion. Jesus looks at the crowds in Matthew chapter 9 and has compassion upon them. So this is how I would answer the question. Should God have compassion upon the great city of Nineveh? We don't know what Jonah said. We know what we say, and that's not going to really do a lot. But we know what Jesus said. Jesus wrote the answer in his own blood. Shall the Father have compassion upon Nineveh? Jesus' death says yes, yes, 1,000 times and forever yes. And so we are so thankful. There is a greater missionary than Jonah, and his name is Jesus.
All right, that's soundbite number three. I want to hear from you and get ready to vote, because we're about to hear soundbite number four, and then your chance to vote for issues, et cetera. Soundbite of the week is upon us. 1-877-623-6943. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Suzanne Venker, talking about the impact of radical feminism on children.
There's no question that the kids have been completely lost in the shuffle during this whole 40-year war. There's no discussion of what children's needs are. You're not even allowed to discuss children's needs because, of course, the engine of the feminist movement is dependent on abortion and daycare. Those are the two things that remove children or babies from the equation so that we can achieve this faux version of equality. And without those two things, they have no movement. So there is no acknowledgement of what children's rights and or needs are in this discussion. It is solely about adult needs, and that, you know, obviously I don't think any of us really think that that's a good thing.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Suzanne Venker, the impact of radical feminism on children. With soundbite number four, we've played all the soundbites we have to play for you. Now the rest is up to you. You need to vote and you need to pick issues, etc., soundbite of the week. You do so by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 21st. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send it as a tweet at issuesetc or leave it at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote decides issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. And we'll get to your vote right after this. Friday, I'm in love.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Lutheran. It's not a label. It's a confession. You're listening to Issues Etc.
How would you like to win a 4-CD set of 45 Reformation hymns? It's titled Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church. Now here is how you enter this contest. First, like the Facebook fan page for Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the World, facebook.com/Lutheran Public Radio. Second, post an invitation for your Facebook friends to listen to Lutheran Public Radio. And third, send the text of your Facebook post and the number of your Facebook friends to contest@issuesetc.org. We'll give away this 4-CD set, Heirs of the Reformation, to the contestant with the best Facebook post and to the contestant with the most number of Facebook friends. We'll announce the winner on Monday, October the 1st. Participate in a Facebook contest for Lutheran Public Radio during the month of September.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your votes are the only thing that decide which ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And the best vote this week is going to get the LPR bundle package that now includes, in addition to the Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker, and the IAB Issues t-shirt, now includes the brand new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. It's the LPR bundle package for the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. You can also send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Dr. Serge Trifkovic? Is the Muslim Brotherhood a secular organization? Soundbite number two, a montage of Joel Osteen on his latest book, I Declare? Soundbite number three, Dr. Reed Lessing on Jesus, the Greater Jonah? Or soundbite number four, Suzanne Venker on the impact of radical feminism on children? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Scott is up first. He's listening in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. I'm voting for soundbite number two. Mr. Osteen is preaching the gospel of self-deification because he's preaching that our human words have the same or similar creative power in our lives that Jesus' words have. I don't see a hymn that says, "My strong word did cleave the darkness. At my speaking it was done. For created light I thank me while my ordered seasons run." He's promoting a worldview that doesn't require a savior.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Now, Scott demonstrates there that you can vote for a soundbite even when you completely disagree with it. It's a good reason for voting for soundbite of the week. It's just something that you say, well, there it is. That says it all about Joel Osteen and his preaching. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. To Kirkwood, Missouri, where Andy's waiting on the line. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. I think I should join Joel Osteen's church because I already talk to myself quite a lot. But I'm going to vote for number three. The book of Jonah and the person of Jonah are people that I identify with very much. God kind of has directed me what to do, and I always resist it. And yet he always points me back to the Savior, and that's what Jonah does, and that's what the soundbite was doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says, soundbite number two is his vote, a montage of Joel Osteen on his latest book, I Declare. Says, Joel Osteen's message is no different from Stuart Smalley's The Saturday Night Live mock self-help character, who is famous for saying to himself, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. The only difference between Osteen and Smalley is, oh, never mind, there is no difference, he says. They're both a joke. It's just too bad that many people think Osteen is a pastor and not the comedian he really is. Thomas, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Tommy in Plum, Pennsylvania, I think it's the first time we've ever heard from anybody in Plum, Pennsylvania, says, I declare that Joel Osteen has proven himself yet again to be a heretic. We'll take that as a vote for soundbite number two. Tommy, thanks for listening in Plum. Sarah votes for soundbite number four, Suzanne Venker, the impact of radical feminism on children. Sarah says, Suzanne verbalized what many of us feel, but have not put into words, that children have been ignored and tossed aside in this battle by women. That's a great way to put it. Sarah, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package and to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Steph in Terre Haute, Indiana says she's voting for soundbite number four, Suzanne Venker. She says, children need mothers. I was very blessed to have a mother who stayed home throughout the entirety of my childhood, and I'm grateful she chose to be there with my brother and me rather than in the workforce. Steph, thanks for listening in Terre Haute. Gary listens in Canada. Gary says he's voting for Serge Trifkovic. That's soundbite number one. Says he wonderfully draws out the irony of those who claim that the Muslim Brotherhood is a secular organization. He gets my vote. Thanks for listening in Canada, Gary. In Oklahoma, Tulsa, I believe, Phil says, I declare that Joel Osteen is well able, anointed, and called to win soundbite of the week. I also declare, he says, that I'm going to become better looking, find $1 million in my suit pocket on Sunday morning, and, above all, win the LPR bundle package for this comment. Smartest listeners in radio, Phil, thanks for listening in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. You can also send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can send it to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or to our Twitter account at issuesetc. 1-877-623-6943. Nancy's voting for soundbite number two. She says, because it is full of number two. I think that's a scatological reference. Very clever, by the way. And doggone it, people like me, says Nancy. Oh, my goodness. See, now Nancy just put herself in the running right next to Phil for the LPR bundle package. It's going to make it very difficult on me when I have to decide who gets this. Maybe I'll give away two. Who knows? I'm feeling generous. John votes for number two. He says, who cares what I declare? What does God say? Very smart, John. Thank you for your vote as well. 1-877-623-6943, your chance to vote, and still time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is a great offering from Concordia Publishing House. This is a first Lutheran edition. Well, it's not the first Lutheran edition of the Apocrypha. Those intertestamental books that fall between Old and New Testament and dovetail with Scripture but are not Scripture. It's not the first Lutheran edition. It is the first Lutheran edition with notes and compendious explanations. And that's what makes this such a valuable resource from Concordia Publishing House. Check it out at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Apocrypha. It would make a great early Christmas gift for your pastor or for someone else you know. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with notes. Daryl in Oklahoma City says, I vote for Reed Lessing. That would be soundbite number three. Why is Daryl voting? He says, because he presented the gospel. I almost voted for Joel Osteen, he says, as an adept theologian of glory in the modern age, but no cookie for him this time. Daryl, thanks for listening in Oklahoma City. Helen listens in Austin, Texas. Helen says she's voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Sergio Trifkovic, answering the question, is the Muslim Brotherhood a secular organization? Helen says, he's undoubtedly telling us that what we need to hear and not to hear from the mainstream media or our government. More secularism indeed. Christians are dying because of it, which doesn't bother our government either, she says. All the rest, 2 through 4, have been said before, so she's voting for soundbite number one. Petrina listens in Watertown, Wisconsin. Petrina says, I was enjoying my homemade peanut butter popcorn when I heard the quotes of the week, and then I heard Venker's. The light went off. Yes, I finally have someone who is not afraid to criticize daycare. I have long been against daycare, and when I started to creep into our Lutheran churches, I was saddened and shocked. Daycare is such a deception. It's for the children, they say. You know how much better off they are being with other children, socializing and getting smarter. For moms, with the mom's money and freedom, daycare, as she says, and preschools pretending to be schools have taken away a precious gift of the love between a mother and a child just as seriously as abortion has. Thank you very much for listening in Watertown, Petrina. The winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes, well, it's that montage of Joel Osteen on his latest book, I Declare.
Well, a lot of people have had negative things spoken over them. They weren't raised in a good environment like I was. And they get up every day and they don't realize it, but they're speaking defeat and I'm not attractive and nothing good ever happens to me. And I just believe the words that we speak set the course for our lives. So just to speak faith, speak victory, speak that this is going to be a good day, I believe it sets the tone for our day. I mean, it's easy to get the day started off saying, oh man, it's raining, I don't feel like going to work and my football team lost. You know, if you start the day negative, you're going to draw in negative. You know what? I don't have a job, but you know what? I have health today. Mm-hmm. I can breathe without any pain. Whatever it is. And sometimes it's hard, but you have to get your words going in the right direction or your life is just going to continue to go the wrong way. I believe that it's just important that you get up each day and just declare, don't speak negatively over your life. You can't speak that over your life. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I am talented. I am approved. I am valuable. I'm going to have a great day. That's the kind of thoughts that should be playing in our mind all day. You know, one thing I did, I'd get in the mirror and I'd say, Joel, you are well able, you are anointed, you are called to do this. I just talk to myself and it changes your attitude.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number, what was that again? Soundbite number two, a montage of Joel Osteen and his latest book, I Declare, the winner of the LPR bundle package. This is very difficult. I would like to have given away a lot of them. I'm going to only give away one. Phil in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you win the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. A special thanks to everybody who voted and called and emailed and left votes at our Facebook fan page, voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the Apocrypha. We're going to be talking about one of the books in the Apocrypha that Dr. Andrew Steinman says is perhaps the most important in the Apocrypha, called The Wisdom of Sirach. That'll be Monday on Issues Etc. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. The address, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Of the Father's love we know.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.